You see, don't be a menace to South Central while drinking your juice.
No.
He has sex with a girl, and mm-hmm. he rolls off of her, and she goes, I got something to tell you. I'm pregnant. He's like, what?
We thought it was funny.
And also, his dad making fun of boys. Oh, this is actually funny.
I'm not going to finish this beer.
Making fun of boys in the hood. His dad is younger than him.
Uh-huh.
It has some actually inspired moments in it.
It does sound pretty good.
Yeah. His dad asked him to read him a bedtime story before he goes to sleep.
Really?
Yeah. There's a couple of funny moments in that movie. Yeah, it's really funny moments.
No, that's good stuff. That's funny. How are you doing after the...
Let's find out.
All the yodka you've put in your system there.
I'm okay.
I thought up another good one today. Another good theme that we haven't done yet for podcasting. I mean, we haven't done biopic or samurai yet. We haven't done... careful. We were good. God, I came up with a really good one today. Maybe just the dark themed one. Is it dark?
I figured something out of you.
What's that?
I'm drunk enough to tell you this.
Oh, okay. Something. You know, if it's
career wise,
criticism on the podcast, no, you need to
career.
Just.
No, criticisms. I don't have any criticisms. It's fine.
But no, but I mean, the point is, like, you always just tell me stuff so that we can can incorporate it.
I write mostly comedy stuff. If I ever write anything serious, I'm going to get you on board.
Cool.
All right.
I appreciate that. Because I think...
I think you got a good mind for what's dramatic and stuff.
Possibly.
That's good.
I mean, I just have certain
themes. If I ever
make
an anime...
Yeah, exactly. You're basically saying...
An anime jazz...
I'm not gonna work with you ever.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
I get it. That's cool.
I try to...
I kind of know what I like, and that's just the
thing. I've already told a handful of my friends that if I ever make it, I'm bringing them along as grips and whatever they're good at. Most of my friends would be good at grips.
Mm-hmm. I could do quite a handful.
What can
of
you
things.
Do? I can take things to walls. Okay,
I can tell. I can tell people what to do. I can be an AD. I can.
Anyway,
produce because I can figure out. Like I can be like, does
honestly,
it have to be?
I'm not sure how close this is, but Luke and I honestly have.
When are you going to go down?
It's going to be a couple weeks. It's going to be a couple weekends.
Awesome.
He's showing stuff around now, but. We're honestly like a lot closer than I ever thought we'd be, and
well, no, you know what it is? It's his persistence.
To at least selling something.
It's that persistence. And, you guys just keep doing it.
And the point is, like, if we ever, you know, if we ever actually get something to the point where we're like producers on something that we created, I want to get as many people as I can.
Hey, I would be game to have some fun with that. That'd cool. be sure. That'd be awesome, and I'd really put some work into it.
Excellent.
I wouldn't just. I think
you're probably the only person who would. Actually.
The thing is, like, I think part of what for me would be fun with writing, and I could even do comedy stuff, is you need someone to bounce stuff off of. Sometimes it's tough to just in a vacuum. Like you probably bounce it off Luke, right?
Well, I don't bounce stuff off Luke. Here's what happens: Luke is a tenacious, like he's a self promoter and advertiser, and he's really, really good at production stuff. He's fantastic
which
at
is
producing. Like, he's an excellent producer.
Good thing to have.
We talk about stuff, and I one day randomly at work, I'll call him and say, "Listen, I've got this fantastic idea," and I tell him this thing.
Of course.
I tell him this thing. He says, "That's awesome. Like, we should write that." And so I write it. And like when I come to a part, I tell him what the basic thing is. And when I come to a part where I want to know like what kind of jokes to put in, I call him and like I say it. Like I tell him some jokes. He thinks what's funny. Sometimes he comes up with good stuff.
So you come up with like the dramatic structure, and then he comes up with the jokes.
I come up with a plot. No, I come up with jokes also. It's like it's probably like 60-40 like me in terms of jokes. Mm. After that, it's like I actually write all the dialogue and I bounce it off of him. And he finds out what would be sellable or good, like Ooh. That sort of thing. It's interesting. I want to have you read some of these scripts actually.
You know, I'll definitely do
it right now.
It's annoying because like I work so infrequently right now, and like I wanted to be everything has to happen at the same time. You know, it's kind of the way it is sometimes. And then I'll be all free sometimes.
Seriously, dude.
I need to pace myself. I'm not a stupid little 18-year-old.
Get out the knives and start doing the Bishop. Have you seen Aliens?
If you pace me.
She likes action movies. Do you like action movies or do you
like
violence?
Sci-fi, though. She doesn't like
action. Yeah, but something like that is an action movie.
Alien is something,
sci-fi.
I think it's kind of a classic that I need to
see. Yeah. Well, Alien is good. I've got that on DVD. You can buy that. I've got Aliens, too. You got the first one or the second one?
First one.
See, I have the second one.
It's not going to scare me, though.
Yes.
The first one will scare you. The second one is a James Cameron action movie. But it's like a good sort of suspenseful
That is the most disgusting beer in the history of mankind.
Bud is terrible.
For the record, Bud Light, for the record, worst beer ever.
Or
Bud
Rising. That I could go back in time.
Your buddy George Clooney does the voiceover narration in all the commercials.
Here's what he says.
What?
Do your best.
Budweiser is made with fresh, all-natural ingredients.
Dude, you're doing Transporter there, man.
No, I didn't do the British thing.
Yeah, you started.
I can't do
too.
George Clooney. It's hard.
Oh no, he's tough. You gotta have like a sense of like sort of self-satisfied arrogance.
Is a superior for, yeah, you have to do a lot of smug. Like,
yeah. Well, I guess. Into it.
Say it, it's so low.
This is Jim Carrey's here.
No, for real, George Clooney is the voice for this.
To advertising. Yeah. And Gene Hackman does Lowe's.
Gene Hackman does Lowe's.
Why?
He does. Clooney does a couple. And then Christian Slater does like car commercials now.
Something like that. Well, it's voiceover. It's easy payment. Yeah, I mean, think about it.
A lot of actors make
and a lot of people won't notice it too. You have to be pretty savvy to catch it.
$500,000. They pay him $500,000.
And in Japan, actors will do all kinds of stuff because it doesn't air here. And it's terrible stuff.
Yeah. But seriously, in America, if you get a big ad like Budweiser, they'll give you $500,000 to just be like, you know, read some stuff off the paper, basically.
Yeah, it's like he went in like in his jogging pants, and I was like, yeah, exactly. There's no reason not to.
What?
You're actually acting disappointed or something now.
I wish I had a voice that somebody wanted to pay $500,000 to listen to. Maybe it does.
Maybe they will. Maybe someone will hear it on this.
That's the worst voice ever.
Here, in your sexiest voice, say, this is the Feudal Podcast. Say that.
This is the what?
Feudal Podcast.
Feudal?
Yes. You know the name of it? You've been on it like 5 times.
I actually didn't know the name of it. The Feudal Podcast?
Yeah. This
is the Feudal Podcast.
No, sexy. The Feudal Podcast.
That's disgusting.
Well, that's what girls do.
No, I don't do sexy, sorry. That's not in my. Shut up. That's not in my job description.
We're out of liquor, time for the soft stuff.
I'm glad I didn't bring the gin over now.
You should have brought your gin over.
I'll bring it over next time.
We have a half bottle of crappy Australian wine that was $1.
Oh, it was $1. You want to try it?
It's real. It's like oxygen.
I'll let you drink right out of the bottle.
That's okay.
It's like pouring mud into a glass.
It's pretty much the worst wine you'll ever have in your life. Do you like wine?
Not really.
What?
You like wine?
This guy? You're friends with him?
I'm a connoisseur of wine, myself. You ever seen Sideways?
No.
It's me, except for, not quite as bald.
Uh-huh.
Not quite as bald. Yeah, you are. You're just blind
to
it.
Bald. No, you know what? I am more
Giamatti?
Bald than Giamatti now, I think. No, he's got like more of this thing.
Yeah,
I'm just
the thing is, if you just didn't cut the other hair, then you would seem maybe less. You probably seem more bald.
You just need to be at one with it.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to learn that pretty soon because it's gonna start coming off. I think.
Are you thinning?
Probably. I mean, both my grandparents are. So
considering that Jason Statham,
if your mom's dad is bald, you'll be bald.
Definitely, it's gonna happen.
You're screwed. I like hair.
No. Sure you do.
A lot. But what was that comment?
I don't know.
But I don't think it would bother me at all. I don't think there's anything wrong with bald men. But I do enjoy a head of hair.
You know what's interesting is that
like George Clooney.
What it actually is scientifically, which is the baldness is a sign of an overabundance of testosterone. And they consider that like a really manly thing.
It's not necessarily the case though.
Well, that's not. It's definitely not necessarily the case. It's just.
Zach, just go with it. You're manly.
I know I'm manly.
No, you're not.
Well, here's the thing.
What's manly about you?
My dick.
Besides that.
I don't know.
How many pieces of firewood can you bring in one haul?
A lot. I used to chop firewood all the time.
Have you used a chainsaw?
Then there you go. Let's just say that. Yeah.
You've used a chainsaw.
I've used a chainsaw. I've shot a shotgun. I've done many.
It always gets you in the shoulder, though, huh?
Shotguns are do not really.
Not terribly, but
not as bad as a .30-06, which is a rifle, by the way.
What's manly to you? Hunting and chopping wood is manly.
No.
So what is manly?
Hunting, hunter, gather. Back to the first principles.
I don't know what's manly to me.
I think manhood is providing for people. That's it.
Protecting and providing.
That's it.
It's at the end of the bear. You should watch it. It's all about fatherhood.
Rachel, seriously, drink that.
No.
Yes.
I'm getting so drunk.
You're not getting drunk.
I will get. I will,
okay,
it'll
you
hit
get
me
drunk.
In like 15 minutes
okay,
that I'm
I want
really
you to get drunk.
Drunk.
Seriously. We drank many times together, and we've gotten to the brink, and it hasn't happened.
What are you expecting to have happen?
We're going to get drunk.
We're going to get super drunk. And then
we're going to get drunk, and we're going to get laid.
I'm going to bed, and I'm going to be like, all right, I'm going to play video games. I'm not going to know what's going on, then I'm going to go to bed. That's what's fun to me.
To play video games?
I want to get so drunk to the point where I don't know what's happening.
You black out while you're playing Call of Duty? And then you have nightmares about it later? You feel like you've actually had, like, combat experience or something?
I have terrible nightmares about Call of Duty. I seriously do. I wake up, I'm like, I just killed that guy. What did I do? He was some mother's son.
Are you serious?
Seriously.
I was so terrible. Drunk that night, I didn't even know what was going on.
It was terrible. Chris was so pissed. I had to calm her down. I was like, Christmas. She was shaking in bed.
I could understand her being upset. She was sitting up upset, shaking in bed. I was like,
listen, you can't do anything by being mad. I'm not going to move him. You're not going to move him. So just go to bed. There's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
And she kept saying, what if he dies? And I was like, he's not going to die.
I just like, you know that
Ian, well,
Ian
like
has a very special skill. Oh, yeah. Hey, Ian, can you show her your skill?
Oh.
This is a very special skill.
This is actually...
It's going to be harder. This is going to be harder for you because it's got a wall.
You know, I got wax on my bed one time during this. Hey, I told you that story.
I don't care. Go ahead.
And like, it looks awful and it's like going to take...
This is a very special skill, Rachel.
This is no skill.
This is a very special episode of Blossom.
This is just how stupid I am.
It's a very special episode of Blossom. Go.
Okay. This isn't going to work.
It's not going to work. I'll get you a candle that will work.
No, the thing is, it's really low.
There's
so
one up there.
No, let me just give it a shot.
No. Yeah.
What?
He did it. Oh, no, you clap it out. That's the point.
Dude, I already did. I'm not
going to
clap it out again.
Please do it again.
Clap it out again.
I didn't really get to watch it.
He has to rub his hands. I love that. Then he cracks his neck. He's like, oh, yeah, I got to stretch.
I got to walk away. But yeah. No, it's not ready yet. It's not ready yet.
This isn't going to happen, so that first one was pretty impressive. I think the thing is it needs the thing, because you
no,
said
no, this
out.
Is good.
What?
It's not.
I want to try it. Can
yeah.
I light this one just
yeah,
to
yeah.
try and
yeah, yeah.
clap
they're,
it
they're,
out?
They're back in there. Oh my gosh.
I got the clap.
You got the clap. You totally got the clap right now, Ian. You're spreading the clap.
You're spreading the clap. Whoa, that was upside down. I love the smell of a lit match.
Yeah, there's something.
Well, some people nice like time. The smell of farts, and you're totally declined to let them.
Well, they both have sulfur in them, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, here.
Do you like this? Do you like this?
You get everything away.
Away.
In case
the key
case
is
explodes.
Here. Let me
okay.
figure this out. So, it's about
you're pushing air together.
You just
clap.
Slap your hand. You kind of have to. You have to sort of.
Push
the air. You're pushing
make sure
air.
You get the air.
But you want to clap it too.
Get air. Be it one way.
And the key really is. And you, oh my god, I don't want to get blamed for this.
I don't want. I want the air to be.
No. I mean, because if somebody screws this up, like if you screw. I've done this so many times that you hit like the end of it and you'll just send wax everywhere. And
let's
like,
drink first.
There'll
yeah,
be,
yeah,
there'll
yeah,
be
yeah.
wax on the table. There'll be wax everywhere. I mean, like, I kind of need to wash my hands of this because.
I'll do it right now,
because
there's
mean,
not wax.
I mean, I'll
there's
never
not.
Come back here again. His wife will not let me come back here if this is.
My sister?
No, yeah, keep it higher. Yeah.
Yeah! Richie!
I.
Clap and
just put out a candle with a clap.
Yep.
Now, I don't know if you want it actually on for the purposes of having the candle.
We don't
on.
Want it.
You're done with that?
It was on for hours before you guys
oh,
got here.
Awesome.
Well, I was, ravishing about
well
my
done,
house.
Sir. You've done it. You've done
sir,
it.
Sir. I like how I get called sir.
Well, yeah, you are who you eat.
Zach, that was the weakest handshake ever. You are who you eat.
Here's the napkin.
When
somebody,
guys shake my hand at work
can
all
use
the
it
time,
as a
it's funny when poster. I have the stronger handshake.
Well, here's the thing. Women usually have a very delicate, like, this sort of thing. Uh-huh. And you,
I
like,
get down
you're more
that.
Gentle with it. Guys on guys is like, I'm struggling, you motherfucker. Like, that sort of thing. And, like, they grip each other's hands till one of them, like, goes, ah.
The key is just to show a straightforward confidence. See, I
another thing you
it
did wrong
a
there.
Harder.
Mine needs to be
Ian,
harder.
You're doing something wrong. You're under. You gotta be over, my friend.
Over the top?
You gotta be over the top.
No, see, I tried to do the same thing at work.
You can't do that. You're a girl.
Dude,
I'm sorry.
I've implemented the over the top method in arm wrestling before, and it's worked.
Yeah.
I did it to one of my roommates.
I
was even saying it as I was doing it. I was like, oh, over the top! My grandfather, he broke his humerus. He has a metal plate
yeah.
in his humerus from arm wrestling.
Seriously?
From arm wrestling?
Yeah, not like he did it professionally or something. Just like some stupid, like this kind of thing. You know, him and his friends.
I thought you
were drunk.
Like a badass arm wrestling.
No, but it just seems like the weirdest, like, thing, you know?
Wait, who were drunk? Here, drink
I'm
this.
I'm sure they were drunk. Yeah. Dude, are you too good at arm
this
wrestling?
This is
now?
Just as heavy as it was last time. What are you doing? Spitting it back in it?
No.
Drink it. The whole thing. Here's my favorite Schwarzenegger movie. Total Recall.
I know.
After that, it's Conan, the Barbarian. After that, what do you think?
Oh, dude, they just did the greatest movie ever for Running Man. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. I keep trying to download it, and I only get like 5 seconds of it when I put it on iTunes. It shows that it's like the whole like data.
Right.
It's annoying. Anyway, Running Man was a good one. But
we talked about that, right?
About what? Buzzsaw, how he had to split and Killian and, you know, only in a rerun and everything. Running Man's good now. Dude, you didn't even mention Predator.
No. Here's the
Predator
thing.
Predator is good.
Here's
though.
The thing. Like my favorite, besides Total Recall, my favorite Schwarzenegger movies are not the ones where it's like a good movie. My favorite ones are the ones that are really shitty.
Well, Commando then.
Commando was fucking awesome. I love Commando. But I really like True Lies.
True Lies is kind of a good movie because it's the artistry to it. And
if
the whole
it
like storyline.
It would have been a good movie.
It's got Tom Arnold and like not that like, you know, wins any awards or anything.
It's definitely the best production value of a Schwarzenegger film. I really like Terminator 2. I love Terminator 2.
I'm not as big a fan of the Terminator movies. Some people are
I don't
so
like Terminator 1.
Terminator.
People love Terminator 1. I think Terminator 2 is one of the best Arnold Schwarzenegger movies.
I haven't seen it in so long, I could probably actually sit down and watch it again.
Here's all I have to say. It's the only Arnold Schwarzenegger movie that was nominated for Best Picture.
Are you kidding me? Terminator 2 got nominated for Best Picture?
Yes.
Dude, I haven't seen Predator in so long. I'm definitely...
Predator's awesome.
I'm fiending for Predator.
What? Here's the thing, like...
Ian, my pupils are small.
Your pupils?
What should I do about that?
You should drink some beer. Tell them to stop making me drink.
Your pupils are small.
No, they're fixed and dilated?
That doesn't work.
That's
dilated means...
No, they go small when I drink.
How do you turn
that doesn't
on?
Make sense, dude.
Can it spell stay on?
Come here.
You can't do blue light.
Come here.
Yeah, your eyes are okay.
Look into the light. Look into the light.
It's so bad.
Look into the light.
That's how that works.
What?
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
They're supposed to get bigger.
Well, they get smaller for me.
They get fixed. They get dilated if you're like on narcotics and stuff. And alcohol is a depressant, so... On some level, it would be similar.
I'm so depressed right now.
It just means it makes you feel like you're good and stuff. Here, drink this. Every time you take a tiny sip, dude.
That's okay.
It's not.
What are you looking at? True Lies. What?
No, that's why I thought of that because it's not on ESPN about Roger Clemens.
True Lies. I love the connections.
Rachel has the softest, most squishable cheeks. Ian, grab this cheek. Grab that cheek.
I don't want to do that.
Grab that cheek. Seriously.
You have to like squish it.
No, dude,
you have to do this.
You don't feel that soft
we'll
right
do it together.
Now. What'd you do?
He has hot cheeks too. Robert. It's not as soft anymore.
It's not as soft. Usually, if you touch Rachel's cheeks, it's like you just push your hand through a cloud, like that sort of thing.
I don't know.
What happened to you?
What do I do? It's not like it.
You bitch.
Shit! Am I getting old?
You're getting so old, dude. I feel wrinkles. It's still pretty soft. It's not. You know what?
I have soft skin. I know that.
Yes, you do.
Maybe it's
I'll vouch for it.
Is it my thumb?
I don't know. Maybe your thumb's getting jacked up.
It's probably your thumb, dude. You having a stroke in your thumb now?
Let me feel your thumbs. They're rough.
Okay.
They're rough.
Let me go use some.
Time
hummus.
Has changed.
Right,
some hummus?
Hummus.